Blog Talk Radio.
It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are?
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
got the Joyce Brothers going, Jim Brown on Liberty Macho Party.
Eddie Murphy from the Saturday Night Live program, I reckon. It's funny. A long time ago, I don't know how much so tonight, but there you have it, kids. Well, good evening. Welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you upon that path. The writer's strike, so we're just going to read last week's shit. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of New Aunt Jemima laminated waffles and vitamin fortified drywall. We're at Possum Hour. Thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Latter-day Shemps. That's weird. Yeah. You're listening to the Grenache Network, a home of the finest in fake radio entertainment. Monday nights at 10, it's us, Possum Hour. Thursday, Chunk Bluster and the Sports Retort. And Fridays, it's us two on Friday Night Possum. I guess that's it, man. It's clobber time left. That part of the show is kind of, I want to say, useless. Well, the phone lines.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Oh, yeah.
Popeye Groot is fighting over me.
But we're not fighting over you.
You're not.
Popeye's boasting that he's a new soaky toy.
But he is Brutus, see?
Yeah, you ignoramus. And he says he's a new soaky toy.
But he's a new soaky toy too, Popeye.
Well, blow me down. It's your sweet self.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah!
Okay,
you have fun. Soaky, soaky, clean in the ocean full of fun.
Scrubbly, bubbly, flippity, flubbity.
Clean before you're done.
Soaky, soaky, clean, and every girl and boy gets a toy. When it's empty, it's a toy.
Look for the new Popeye and Brutus soaky toys.
Takes the soaky fun back today.
It's fun.
More fun than getting dirty.
There's our first caller. Welcome.
Ahoy, mate. This is your old friend, Popeye. Here's the friendly elephant. Now let me sing the elephant song for you. Oh, elephant's nose looks like a hose. It gives him a shower and a drink. Now what do you suppose they call a nose? A nose that looks like a hose. It's called a trunk, I think. Oh, elephant's nose hangs down to his toes. Now answers me quick as a wink. Just what do you suppose they call a nose that hangs to your toes? It's called a trunk, I think. When he hears the whistle of the peanut man, a tweet, a tweet, a tweet, he reaches out his trunk as far as he can for a treat, treat, treat. Oh, elephant's nose just grows and grows. It wiggles at the end is pink. Now what do you suppose they call a nose that grows and grows? It's called a trunk, I think. He reaches out his trunk as far as he can for a treat, treat, treat. Oh, elephant's nose just grows and grows. It wiggles and the end is pink. Now what do you suppose they call a nose that grows and grows? It's called a funk, I think. I mean a trunk, I think.
You're not serious.
I'm dead serious.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Hello!
Awesome time. Nice. There you go. There you go. No massive dumps here.
I wonder if he's signed the executive order yet, where they're like, okay, like Space Force isn't really a real thing, right? You know, what it'll say on it. It's not really a thing.
I almost didn't make it, Commodore. Have you noticed?
Yeah. What's up?
I took an old man nap. I just rolled over.
You and me
I
both.
Rolled over and checked my phone, and it was 10 o'clock, exactly 10 o'clock. I jumped out of bed, grabbed the phone, and called. Boy, that's weird, man.
So yeah, I had a deep sleep about I had a deep sleep about 7 o'clock-ish area for about an hour. I was out.
Yeah? Guess I needed it.
Well, hopefully you're fresh enough for the show. I have trouble waking up and, you know,
I think I might have forgotten about the show. I think I checked the clock to see if I have to go to work, thinking it's the next day or something. And 10 o'clock reminded me it's the show. Seeing that it was 10, I might have been it.
It happens. Yeah. We're old, man. What do you expect?
Exactly. Old and confused, Governor. Old and confused.
Going down the tubes.
Uh-huh.
Where are these tubes? But yeah, Popeye. Wasn't that a great band on that Popeye shit, man?
Oh, yeah.
I like that little combo. And Gigantor doing his Popeye on there. He was telling me, last night, he says, yeah, I've been working on my singing. Okay, cool. I didn't say anything. Bad at there, Chief. So, what else is it? Yeah, they want to impeach Trump. Oh, Bobo. Dr. Cake.
Yeah.
They did it. They already did impeach him. How it works is you get impeached by the House of Representatives, and then, goes over to the Senate, and then the Senate convicts or doesn't convict. So, like that.
Yeah, you got to get this over with. Don't delay it.
Yeah. Like it's
a
rip
wait.
It off
it's
like it's
happen.
A band-aid.
Yeah. I have a feeling it's not going to happen.
Oh, no, they won't convict him.
No.
No way. No way. Cause, you know, they say, well, it's like they got 50-50 in the Senate, but they really don't, because that one guy, one Democrat from West Virginia is a fucking Republican, you know.
Yeah.
He always votes with Republicans, so. Yeah, it's pretty much, power's pretty much split. I mean, it's, Democrats have a slight edge. Nothing overwhelming. So, turned out to kind of be a theme song, a theme show tonight.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but see, if they convict him now, Dr. Cake, he's been impeached while he was president, and if they convict him now, then that could keep him from ever running for president again. And isn't that what we all really want?
I mean, like the fact that we'll strip him from all the benefits.
Yeah, and he won't get the $200,000 a year,
yeah,
and he won't get the $1 million, and $1 million a year travel allowance. Come on, man.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts.
Screw that, man. That's my tax dollars, bub.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And the security. Fuck that.
Yeah. I think you ought to be wearing an orange jumpsuit.
Exactly.
And eating bread and water over there. They're leaving a stupid club like rats on a ship, you know. A sinking ship. And that's how he makes his money these days. I think that's his fucking clubs, you know, his golf clubs and shit are his income flow. So, I don't know, man. I think it's going to be a sad ending for these people. I really do. Didn't come too soon for me, but that's just my vindictive self. All right, Ted. I don't know if we're going to get a good Ted performance tonight, man. He's not really feeling too good.
No?
Yeah, I gave him a second pain pill. He's limited shelf life, man. Have the boys come over and pet him one more time. Crotchety old dog. Well, here we go. In the theme song genre, it's Don Ho. Tiny
right.
Bubbles, huh? Yeah, brand new.
Beauty.
I got him. I got him. I'm seeing things. Mo, I got him. I'm seeing gorillas.
Well, don't look at me when you say that.
Oh.
Tiny bubble.
You guys, what are you trying to? Easy.
Too much seltzer.
You're right. They do make that seltzer strong.
One, two, three. Splish, splash, I was taking a bath. Song about a Saturday night. Yeah, rub-a-dub, just relaxing in the tub. Thinking everything was all right. Well, I stepped out the tub, I put my feet on the floor. I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door. And then a splish, splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, how was I to know there was a party going on? There was a splishing and a splash. With a peg of Sue, good golly, Miss Molly was even there too. Well, a splish splash, I forgot about the bear. I went and put my dancing shoes on. Yeah, I was a splishing and a splash, reeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, rolling and a strolling. With the
Nice. Take one.
That was the take one. That was take one, man.
I like that take one.
I know the sax solo is different.
Yeah. There you go.
He didn't say damn or something? Not damn or something in there.
I don't recall.
Hey, simmer down there, Bobby. All right, Ted. See you.
All right.
Oof. Oof. Oof.
Right,
there they are. The Possum Lounge. Come on closer, baby. Come here. I got a treat. Well. Anyway, the few, the proud, the Possum Lounge.
Yes.
Dr. Cakes here.
I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to get there.
Dr. Cakes. Dr. Cakes.
Dr. Cakes. Dr.
He said he barked. It wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cakes. Is what he barked.
Dr. Cakes. Ted knows. Ted knows his shit.
And. And Ope's here, right, Ted?
Ope.
Ope. Other Ope. People's eyes? Yeah. And, and Professor R.J. Gumby.
Gumby.
He'll be there in a minute.
Thank you, Ted.
Believe me.
I'm getting there,
right, Ted?
Ted. I'm getting there.
All right. All right. There, Bubby. Good treat.
There you go. Good boy, Ted.
Sweet. I don't know if he's going to be cool, though, because, like I said, he hadn't been feeling so good. But, ladies and gentlemen, there they are, the Possum Lounge.
Would you super host?
As the Beaver.
From the back door of your life, you swept me out, dear. In the bread line of your dreams, I lost my place. At the table of your love, I got the brush off. At the Indianapolis of your heart, I lost the race. I've been washed down the sink of your conscience. In a theater of your love, I lost my part. And now you say you've got me out of your conscience. I've been flushed from the bathroom of your heart. In the garbage disposal of your dreams, I've been ground up, dear. On the river of your plans, I'm up the creek. Up the elevator of your future, I've been shafted. On the calendar of your events, I'm last week. I've been washed down the sink of your conscience. In the theater of your love, I lost my part. And now you say you've got me out of your conscience. I've been flushed from the bathroom of your heart.
Came with its own applause. I like that.
That was beautiful. I hit home. There you go.
All them guys are locked up in the joint listening to that, you know. You know they're digging that. Okay. All right, we've been joined by Applebeev. We'll call him H.
Okay.
Call him H. He likes that.
H. All
right. And Apple Cheeks Alice is here.
Apple Cheeks Alice. Sweet Alice.
We've got we've got 2/3 of the Canadian contingent present and accounted for. Sir, and I need a new beer. Ted needs another treat. All right, Teddy. He came to life, man. I don't know what this is about.
Yeah. Sweet.
He was lying over there going. I do have some notes, so I'm going to grab me a Canadian. How about that, hey? Eh?
Yep. To the old Canadian.
Eh? All right, grab a couple treats here. Jeez, that's a mutant treat. Okay. Eddie. Spaghetti. Barrel, barrel, barrel. Okay. Oh, yeah. I don't know if I mentioned this when it happened, but it just crossed my mind today. And so I wrote it down, or yesterday. And there's this town, about 20 minutes south of here, called Canal Winchester. Two words.
Canal Winchester.
Like Erie. like Erie Canal. And Winchester.
I kind of like it. Weird, but
it's pretty, and it's a cute little town. I love Canal Winchester. Don't get me wrong. A big billboard though, down there.
Yeah.
It's some real estate office, right? And the lady realtor says, it says on there, Carol does canal. You know, And I just thought, man, if I was a younger man, I would climb up on that thing and get rid of that C, man. And Carol does anal. All right. Carol. Laughed the whole way down here. Seen that.
It will be done. How long is that sign been there? Someone will do it.
That was last year when I was working, man.
It sounds like they're spoofing porn anyway. The way they put that, Carol does canal.
I don't, you know, that's so old though. Debbie Does Dallas.
Yeah.
I think they weren't aware of the connection. Old fogies like us.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the old fogies like us immediately think dirty. You know?
Oh yeah. Healthy geezers like us.
They had a whole series of those. Does.
Oh yeah.
Did all kind of cities and.
Well,
if you're not eating
the
treats, I don't know what.
Debbie Does
the
Dishes. Debbie Does the Dishes was a while ago.
You gotta love it. Finally. All right. Carol does canal. I'll go back to this subject because I have nothing else to talk about.
You know I do.
I watch a lot of them Talking Heads shows, you know, from the cable news and shit.
Yeah, you're Joe guy.
Oh, no, I haven't seen him all week.
Okay.
I get bootleg cable news. You know, it's just shit that gets downloaded to YouTube. So it's not a regular thing. But fuck Morning Joe, by the way. Okay, quiet.
Morning Joe.
Then, Morning Jay. So, I noticed one thing, like, you know, now they're doing a lot of the Talking Heads are talking from their homes, right?
Yeah.
And, I was mentioning Heidi, you know, how much I dug Heidi. She looks she used to look like a goddess on the network, right? Professional makeup and shit. You know, and the hair was perfect.
Yeah. Oh, a little different.
She's like, you know, she looks like a real girl and stuff. It's like, yeah, you're pretty. She's still pretty, but, you know, it's not like, oh, Heidi. So, I have noticed that, Ted, stop, man. stop. He's old and he's on his way out, man. That's all there is to it. But then the other thing is, so they're going, Apple Cheeks, you're being sold a bag of goods, man. The main networks, they don't put shit out there unless it's been vetted. And now they do twist things a little, you know, here and there. They don't give out false facts, but like, right now they're saying that they need to investigate the insurrection or whatever at the Capitol, and they keep saying we need a 9/11 type commission. Well, Jesus Christ, man. That's what they want. They want a commission that hides evidence and fucking doesn't come up with the right answer?
Exactly.
That's a good... Yep. That I've heard that half a dozen times. Like, what the fuck? And then some other guy goes, yeah, then sort of like the Warren Commission, you know.
No one believes that either. Yeah.
Fucking egg, man. That thing was fiction. So, you know, they work that shit in. They work it in. But, no, this is really just esoteric. Everybody's got to have their background, you know, behind them. And, yeah. Man, like I said, there was finally one guy that had a booze cart behind him. Thank God. God love him. But everybody has bookcases. And I just figured they're in their house in front of their bookcase. But then I was watching... I'm watching PBS the other night, and I swear they were green screening it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, definitely.
Green screen in a book. Green screen in a bookcase. Oh, what the hell, man?
You know that's fake. If it's not green screen, it's some other fake just in front of set up. You know they.
Well, yeah, they have an app that does that, I think, too.
Yeah.
For chat, for when you're in the chat, those chat rooms.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
He's
I don't know if any of them read.
Talking
I think
heads
some,
don't
some
read.
Of them have.
They don't fucking read.
What's that?
They don't fucking read these talking heads. They're dumb as a fucking rock.
I noticed like some of them have like their books arranged by color. I'm thinking, well, that's not really an organizational method for books, you know? They're like, you know, shades of orange and then greens and shit, you know? I'm weird about that. There you go. Apple Cheek says you can put anything behind you on a Zoom. So,
yeah.
I guess that's they're faking it then. I don't know. I just...
Definitely.
Like, be real, people.
Hey, your professional life, you gotta have something nice in the background. Something they can say or they're smart.
Teddy. I'm just gonna have to pet the dog for the rest of the show.
Do what needs to be done to that poor dog.
I gotta pet the damn dog.
He's dead happy.
I don't know. Here's something I noticed Saturday. I was waiting around. They got the Brett Maverick show. The new Maverick comes on at 5 o'clock, you know.
Yeah.
And I was waiting around for it and whatnot. And I thought, you know, kids have no idea. They have no concept of the lore of appointment TV. Like, how you kind of like... Oh yeah, my show's on at 5. You know, and you sort of plan your day around that, and yeah, okay, cool man, sit down, watch your show, too.
I got to get home to watch my show. I watch it anytime you want.
Yeah, they just don't. But they don't get the. I don't know. I think it has like a. It's kind of fun, you know. There's a lure.
Yeah, well,
appointment.
Give or take it. Yeah.
Wow, Cake zoomed twice today.
Oh,
that's crazy.
He's a zoomer.
Yeah, my son, my youngest son, she's mid-30s now. He's got nothing on appointment television. He thinks I'm an idiot.
I had to cut three classes in high school to go home to see the Woody Allen movie.
That's funny.
I don't have to do that now.
Yeah, I'll never forget stumbling across. I didn't really know Woody Allen too well. As a kid, I stumbled across Sleeper one night.
Oh, yeah. That's what did it for me.
I was like, this guy is my favorite.
His book, book is fantastic. Finally read the book. Great book. Highly recommend.
Oh, cool. Yeah, the part that got me, that hooked me, was the when they were deprogramming him with the Miss America contest.
He was Miss Montana.
Yeah, I thought this is for me. This is funny. All right. I believe we got GT Trenton on the line here.
Oh, GTO. On the line.
GTO. Bring him on.
I can't get mine working.
I can't get it working. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, your old computer took a sheet.
Well, the power button will not turn on.
Yeah.
It's like it won't click on. And I tried to log in on my tablet and my cell phone, and it says unknown user.
Oh, jeez.
Even I use my right password. It says I can't connect into it.
Well,
so
I'm going to say it. That hugs a nut.
Hugs a nut, baby.
Well, I got to call my buddy Thursday to see if he's done with his COVID crap and see when he was able to come out.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Good. Check that out. I hope no one's fucking with you. I hope no one's hacking you.
Hey, man. If you want to try turning it on, you might try talking dirty to it.
Ooh, yeah.
The power button
on your computer
is not working.
Do a little caressing.
You can poke that power button all you want to. It ain't going to do nothing.
Ooh, poke that button, baby. Yeah,
it might giggle, but it won't do nothing.
I guarantee it's something really stupid and simple, man, you know? But it's, important. It's just,
you know what it
progress.
Is when you push that button, there's, a little peg that you push in, and it clicks into it, right? I bet I pushed it in an angle, and it just popped it out.
Yeah. It ain't connected to gazoinking.
Yeah, well, maybe
I got a quickie. Kate could operate on it.
Yeah, that's what I need.
We got
probably sing a rolling ride.
We could have Reverend Horton Heat say a blessing over it.
Oh,
there you go. All right. I like that.
When I did some little thing wrong, that's why I had to go and write this song about throwing out the baby. You're throwing out the baby. You're throwing out the baby with the bathwater blues. A pretty girl kissed me on the chin. Honey, it'll never happen again. You're throwing out the baby. You're throwing out the baby. You're throwing out the baby with the bathwater blues. Kind of misbehave. Don't throw out the baby. You're throwing out the baby. You're throwing out the baby with the bathwater blues. Bathwater may be murky brown. Just pull the plug and it'll all go down. But don't throw out the baby. You're throwing out the baby. You're throwing out the baby with the bathwater blues.
just throwing out the baby. 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 You're throwing out the baby with the backwater. Throwing out the baby with the backwater. Throwing out the baby with the backwater blues.
Dumps. They call them dumps. Big, massive dumps.
Try that. Ooh, that was a... You better wipe. That was... That was a quick quickie.
Uh-huh. Not as opposed to the long quickie we had the last...
The long, yeah, the long quickie gets you in trouble, see?
Uh-huh.
So that's the quickie. We're cool.
Long quickie.
We're downtown, man. Smooth sailing from here, man.
Hong Kong Fui number one super guy was the long quickie, wasn't it?
That was a long quickie, man. He derailed us.
Beth, what
oh, it was funny. Sunday, I was watching the Talking Heads. I actually didn't watch it. It was like the rerun of the earlier Heads, you know? And like, so now I got the power. I got the remote control so I could just like buzz past these, you know, if an asshole comes on or I don't want to hear.
Yeah.
And they had Rip Torn on, you know, who they gets a lot of airplay these days. I mean, Amy Klobuchar, senator from Minnesota, who looks like Rip Torn in a dress. So, it was funnier than shit stinks. She's like, she just annoys me because she always has this big smile, you know? And you know she's a bitch. You have to know she's a bitch, right?
It's like Karen's smile.
Yeah. It's a fake bitch smile. So, the camera goes on and she's like frowning and scowling and fucking with her mic and then, where's the thing there? Hey, what the hell? What the hell? Fairly fair. Heads will roll. And like real quick, and then he comes back. He goes, okay, well, Amy's having a little trouble there. Let's take you over to, a racist idiot, Rand Paul. Here we go. And I'm like, oh, yeah, nice. So fast forward, fast forward, fast forward. I watched about 10 minutes of the show. And then whenever Chris Christie comes on, I got to bail.
Oh, Chris Christie. Jesus Christ.
He smells like, you know.
Oh, he's got it.
You know, kind of like Desinex or something. I don't know.
That might be a good 80% of the smell that we get from Jersey. Might be he alone. I'm not sure.
You could be onto something there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that was really weird, man. Friday on the show, I was like, I don't know, something came over me, and like, I played the theme to Sergeant Bilko.
Okay.
And I ended up watching Sergeant Bilko. Isn't that weird? Like that night.
Like, yeah, very strange.
It happened, man. I know. Oh, it looks like we have another caller here on the old possum.
Ah, okay. Cool.
It's Happle.
Okay.
Happle. You're on the show. On the show.
Okay, Happle.
John
Go
Bailey.
To the show. Go to the show. Don't say my name, motherfucker. I'll say your goddamn name on the thing. Fuck. You're Happle, man. I'm Commodore Decker, bitch.
You hurt my feelings.
Commodore Decker.
I'm Commodore Decker, bitch.
Ow.
What's up, dude?
What it is?
You know who it is?
Yeah, I know who you is. My brother.
I
I got about half a bottle of Jack in me.
This guy. This guy right here. This motherfucker can put away some alcohol. Like, I can drink beer like a son of a bitch. I could pretty much hold my own with anybody on the planet, beer-wise. This guy.
That's the way I was.
Holy shit. This guy. He can drink the booze. He can drink the hooch. The hard stuff.
He don't fuck around.
No. He don't play. All right.
First time on the show.
Nuh-uh. Well, yeah, this show. You were on Trek After Dark once or twice.
Yeah, I was. Commander of the Cody, what was his name?
Admiral Janeway and me, Commodore Decker.
Yep.
I'm still Commodore Decker. I stayed in that. I kept that identity. And the transporter. And the ding-ding-ding. And my rim shot.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome.
Here we go.
Yay.
3 minutes.
What is it?
Oh, fuck. Oh, well. I guess.
My loss.
I guess you're in luck, because it's time for 3 minutes you'll never get back.
3 minutes you'll never get back.
It's part of the show where you'll have room for another quart. I swear to God, if I have, I can handle like 2 scotches, and I'm cool. Yeah. But if I drink any more than 2 scotches, I'm gonna have a hangover like nobody business. You know? Jeez. That whiskey.
I don't get
it. I don't know how you drink that shit,
brother. I think because I'm a professional, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know how you fucking do that, man. I would have been able to get out of bed for a week. If you recall, where is that? The Bigfoot. Remember Bigfoot?
Oh yeah,
it's open
Bigfoot.
Season. Yeah, we got Bigfoot. It's open season on Bigfoot. Oklahoma, yeah. In Oklahoma, it's Bigfoot season. No, rabbit season.
Okay.
Bigfoot season. No, it's 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
I saw a shadow about 10 feet long. Was down a road behind a tree.
Big fun.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
McDonald French fries.
And try.
Indeed.
I dug that. Good funk. Good funk in that 3 minutes.
Man, losing my touch on the 3 minutes. That's like four in a row people liked.
Was that funk or disco? What would you classify that as? What would Dr. K say?
Funky disco. Funky disco.
Funky
no, that
disco.
Was Rick D's.
Yeah,
he was a disco DJ, so he did the disco
He's
duck.
Disco chicken guy. Yeah, disco duck. That's
yeah.
it.
Go duck there.
They got me there.
What's this? Oh, this is cool. Okay, remember Monday we had the they beat that stupid Bernie meme to death, you know.
Okay.
And
yeah.
So he's raising. He did put out a T-shirt with it on there,
yeah.
And he's raising like millions of dollars for Meals on Wheels and shit.
Can you
fucking
see that?
Bernie.
He's the man.
Fucking man, dude. He's the fucking man.
It was a sweatshirt. $3 a piece. I would have bought one. What the fuck?
$45, man. They sold out in like no time, man. He's so cool. He's so fucking cool, man. All right. We mentioned Bigfoot hunting season is still on. No, wabbit season. Oh! I think I mentioned this on the show, and I didn't. Now it's in print, so it must be true.
Okay.
My buddy, two-handed Mikey. We were making eggs one morning, and scrambled eggs. We didn't have any milk, and he threw some mayonnaise in some water. You know, whisked it, and used that instead of the milk.
Okay, very creative.
A mess. Food scientist Alton Brown has shared his key ingredient to add the scrambled egg to give it a silky texture. Same thing, man.
Okay.
So, it is a thing. I've done it a few times in a pinch, and it's not bad. It gives you your eggs have more of a, you know, sweet mayonnaise flavor, I guess.
Two-handed Mikey, man. He knows.
Well, Applebee left again, man. Nobody pissed him off, man. I'd never hear my name on here, man. It freaks me out. What is that? It's like the Hulk and Bruce Banner, you know? He's like, Banner! He hates Banner. Puny human. I've been reading Hulk all week.
I'm watching something you would like. It's Comic Book Confidential, 20th anniversary or something like that. It's a documentary on comic books. I'm just starting to watch.
I believe I've seen that.
Oh, okay.
I believe I've seen that. Yeah. And then that, I told you I watched that one documentary on 2020. That was a hoot.
Yeah, that was good.
Killing of 2020. All right, I think
they asked that Karen girl, what did she learn in 2020? Oh, I learned that I'm a very special person that cares about a lot of people, and I've also learned that the correct pronunciation of Sieg Heil. I thought that was great.
Very cool.
I like that.
That was funny.
It was a funny show.
But like I said, it took me 20 minutes to realize that was, what's his head? I can't think of his name now.
Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant. I don't know how much of that was makeup, but he's getting a little old, long in the tooth.
Good deal, right, was. Really good job.
Okay, so we're talking about the scrambled eggs. This not so much. This guy shared his, I don't know why it's in the news, but his fish finger sandwich with pizza bread. What he did basically was take some fish sticks and stick it in between two, pieces of pizza. I don't know if it's a culinary masterpiece or what, but I'll probably not
like
try
that. Is this like a survival kit for college kids? How to eat on the cheap or something?
How do you handle a hungry man? Sticks and pizza. Man, I hadn't had fish sticks in a million years, and I bought some fish sticks, and then I bought some more fish sticks, and like half of those fish sticks are still sitting in there because like I'm burnt out on fish sticks, you know.
Where you get a hankering and you just run with it?
I run with it for a while, and then it was like the jalapeno peppers, man. That went on for like five months.
Okay.
I was eating jalapenos on everything. And it just stopped. But I still like jamming a sandwich full of jalapenos because you get like a buzz off those things, man.
I'm not a food guy. I eat to survive. I really don't care for food all that much.
Boom, boom, boom,
I don't
boom,
care
boom,
what
boom.
I eat.
Ted's really running me ragged tonight. I want to tell you what. I hope you're ready to go lay down, mister. Yeah, welcome to the lounge.
There you go.
Welcome to the kitchen, Ted. Now, I don't see how you could cram another treat in that gullet, so why don't you just go lay down, kiddo? Man.
Is painkillers working all right? You getting that in them?
I gave him a second one tonight.
Okay.
He was yapping so much. GT dropped out. I guess we were that interesting. I could talk more about Rip Torn in a dress if you want. But.
That was good.
Okay, hey, there's Charlie Archer.
I painted a picture. Yeah,
Charlie
now I know
Archer.
Who we're talking to. Now that I'm in the lounge, I know who we're talking to.
Oh yeah. Well, he just got in here,
know.
And then Apple was here. He clocked out.
Okay.
I hope I didn't insult him, man. Harriet Tubman's going back on a $20 bill. That's cool.
Good.
The last guy said, well, we can't really do it. We got trouble till about 2028 on that. printing scheduling problem. We're going to be able to put the black lady on the $20 bill for another decade or so. But we're going
to
get right on after
that.
Mm-hmm. And, now they're going to move ahead with that.
I'm glad to see we're back in that Paris climate.
Yeah, back in
the
Paris.
Thing. Yeah,
Paris.
Yeah,
cool. Yeah. That's cool. What they really need to do is renegotiate the Iranian deal. That was a big deal.
Uh-huh. There you go. Two hours.
They might not be able to do that, though. All right. So anyway, the guy that made the fish finger sandwich is not a genius. Two-handed Mikey, though, is a genius.
Yes.
Okay. This is neato. I thought this was neato. Budweiser is going to skip their Super Bowl ad bullshit this time around.
Yeah.
And donate to coronavirus awareness.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
It's very cool.
Hey, it's good,
they
good
spend
publicity,
it.
Too.
Yeah, it's great publicity. They're probably saving a ton. You know, they could give them like $20 million and still be saving like $100 million.
Yeah, exactly. And those commercials haven't really been knocking it out of the park lately. They weren't as funny as they used to be.
Yeah, once you do what up, you know, what's up.
Yeah, that phase is over. Yeah. That annoying fucking phase.
Forget that, man. I didn't watch the Super Bowl, man. I go to work Monday, and everybody's like, what's up?
And you didn't know what's going on.
I'm like, no, I'm like, what the fuck? What? About halfway through the night, I'm like, what the fuck's going on with what's this what's up shit, man? They're like, oh, you didn't watch the Super Bowl last night. Hold on. I'm going to put on a real quickie.
Yeah, go for it. Nothing going on.
Let me see what my dog needs.
Give us a quickie.
Man. Yeah, he's. Yeah. Here we go. Quickie.
Now, here's a funny story. Hope you understand. Listen very closely if you possibly can. It's a story of two popcorn kernels in a red hot pan. One turned to the other and said, hey man, I'm too poop to pop and I ain't lying. I'm too poop to pop, just laying here frying. Salt and butter's ready and the fire's hot, but seems like I'm just too poop to pop. Too poop to pop, and I ain't playing possum. I'm too poop to pop, and I do want to blossom. Don't like the bottom, want to get up on top. But seems like I'm just too poop to pop. Iowa's the state. That's where I was born. I really truly came up from a fine ear of corn. My mama and my papa were a wonderful crop. You should have seen them blow up when they put them in the pot. But I'm just too poop to pop, and I ain't lying. I'm too poop to pop, just laying here frying. Don't like the bottom, wanna get up on top. Like I'm just too poop to pop.
All right, back
nice
to the
song.
News, man.
Good quickie.
Yeah.
Took us back.
I got that. I stole that from Eminence Front Radio. Somebody posted that.
It's still.
See, that's mine. All right, back to the news. Ripped from today's headlines. A loose cow in Massachusetts was captured after 6 months on the run.
They can't catch a cow.
I know. This is a very savvy cow.
Oh,
it was on
a
loose
motorcycle
in Massachusetts. It's on a loose in Massachusetts town for more than 6 months. Finally lured into a trailer and will receive a new home and a sanctuary. A black cow escaped from a farm in Westport last June and repeatedly evaded capture by fleeing into wooded areas. That's funny.
Why a new home? It's like a runaway kid. It's not allowed to go back to the farm or something. Why a new home?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Well.
You have a curfew there or something. Sure. Animal control said the cow will stay at the Dartmouth farm temporarily before moving to a permanent home in an animal sanctuary.
Oh, good.
I guess
for
he's
going
to be able to run around free and born free and all that shit. He earned it.
As cows
he earned
do.
It. I finally got Teddy.
Through the field.
I finally got Teddy to lay down.
Oh, yeah,
boy. He's not feeling well. Poor guy. Okay. Baby. All right. This was an art thing. Really weird, man. I don't understand, like, what the... Like, this art exhibit is just a lawsuit asking to be filed, basically.
Okay.
This art show included something called Descent into Limbo by Anish Kapoor. And
mm-hmm.
It's an actual 8-foot hole, see, in the floor.
Okay.
That is painted black, so it appears to have no depth, see?
Yeah.
And, like, you know, an Italian
it's
man
an
in his 60s.
Actual 8-foot drop.
Yeah, old Italian guy in his 60s stepped into the damn thing, and you know, he had to be hospitalized and shit. So,
Jesus Christ, that is stupid. That is very stupid.
You see him close the exhibit to access, assess what happened, but they say the plans to reopen soon. But they need one of those velvet ropes around that, I think, or something.
It's funny what like, people call art.
Yeah, that's weird, man. I think like an ode to Wile E. Coyote or something, you know? It's true.
I still like the Australian guys that put the pineapple on the table. I think that was genius.
Say it again?
Remember back in the news when the Australian kids went to an art museum or something and put their pineapple on the table?
Oh, yeah.
And they came
and
back. And
thought
like
it was
an art exhibit.
People were judging it. Error. Look at it. Okay. Oh, here we go. A pair of Idaho men.
Okay.
Broke a Guinness Book record. That's right.
Two of them.
One of them used both hands to throw popcorn that the other caught in his mouth. David Rush, who had broken more than 150 Guinness Book records
to
promote STEM education, teamed up with neighbor Jonathan Hannon to break the record for the most popcorn thrown and then caught in with the mouth in 1 minute. Team of two. Hannon's ambidextrous. That's why he signed him in, say. So he threw popcorn with both hands, and Rush caught the flying snacks in his mouth. The man managed 54 catches in 1 minute, beating the previous record of 37, which was set in 2016 by Ashrita Furman and Bipkin Larkin. Rush said the most difficult part of the rest was predicting where the lightweight popcorn was to go when it was thrown. He said the stickiness of the popcorn also led to a few errant throws. Well, congratulations, David. I'm glad you're back on the path of doing ridiculous things.
And bringing other people in. Bringing other people into your dream.
No, I think it's cool, man. We should have him on the show. That would be fun.
That would be good.
Here's one we ought to have on the show. You might know her, Gwyneth Paltrow. You might have heard of her. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, I think I do. I think I have.
Yeah. She has a product called This Smells Like My Vagina.
Oh, yeah.
And it's called a candle, right? You've heard it. I'm sure you've heard of it.
Oh, yeah. I got one.
Well, some lady in the UK, she had one cooking, and it exploded into flames in her living room. She wonder she won it in a quiz, I guess. The candle exploded and emitted huge flames with bits flying everywhere. Oh Lord.
Oh,
I've never seen anything
Jesus.
Like it. It was an inferno in the room. Oh my God, it's like flaming vagina everywhere, man. Wow.
Any comment for Gwyneth?
Oh, they're $75. Oh my God. What the? Wow.
Nuts.
Wow, wow. $75 candle that smells like her crotch.
And explodes.
And explodes. I guess they were flying bits of vajayjay everywhere. And suddenly, what was her name? Oh, the woman, Miss Thompson, Jody Thompson. A sudden weird craving for tuna.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
I hope I'm stoned when Jesus takes me home. Flying high through them clouds, knowing I don't have to ever come down. I'm rolling up a J just in case today's the day. I hope I'm stoned when Jesus takes me home. Perfect, and I'll call it sin a sin. But I feel closer to the Lord every time I breathe it in. Hope I'm stoned when Jesus takes me home. Flying high through them clouds, knowing I don't have to ever come down. I'm rolling up a J just in case today's the day. Hope I'm stoned when Jesus takes me home. About the Red Sea and the plague. Ben Jonah here, hear about living in a whale 3 whole days. Get old St. Pete to show me the pearly gates and the golden streets. Well, you can bet I'll be good and ready to sit down at the feast. I hope I'm stoned when Jesus takes me home. Flying high through them clouds, knowing I don't have to ever come down. I'm rolling up a jig. Just in case today's the day, I hope I'm stoned when Jesus takes me home. I bet Bob Marley's mansion has a garden in the back, and he's growing something special, some celestial homemade hash. We'll sit down on his porch. We'll listen to the angel band. Till then, I'll sing, I'll fly away with a fat one in my hand. I hope I'm stoned when Jesus takes me home.
them clouds. Knowing I don't have to ever come down, I'm rolling up a J just in case today's the day. I hope I'm stoned when Jesus takes me home. Yeah, let's roll ourselves a J just in case today's the day. I hope I'm stoned when Jesus takes me home.
Ah, book rule double.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, man. But you said nobody can die in their sleep, right? So we're fucked anyway.
There you go. You keep puffing on that stuff. There you go. I like that. I might look into it. I don't know. I'm toying around with the idea of getting my card. I got glaucoma. I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Any anxiety problems.
Yeah.
But I never cared for it, though. I was always a drinker.
Yeah. Could make, I mean, some people make some paranoid and they just can't dig it.
Yeah. You know, it did me a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. I understand that.
I'm happy at my cradle.
It used to do that to me when I was a kid, but I kind of dug that. You know, it was like walking a tightrope, you know, like, okay. I really got into smoking a joint before, like, my hardest class of the day, like geometry class, and I'd go to geometry class. I know everybody knows I'm stoned, man. Oh, my God. I'm so busted. Play it cool.
Play it cool.
And they're going around doing the everybody's got to answer a question, you know, and I'm like looking ahead. Which one do I got? 32. What's the answer? 32. Fucking hilarious.
Ah, those were the days. Good times.
Fun. Good times. Man, I sat next to this girl, this little blonde that was so effing cute. I never got near her. My buddy did.
Did I? Never had that.
Mm-hmm.
Old boys high school. What a fucking great time I had.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Who'd she remind me of? She reminded me of the chick from Fleetwood Mac.
Stevie Nicks.
You know what I'm talking about. Stevie Nicks, yes.
Oh, man, with the frizz. She had the frizzed out hair, too, was it? Oofa.
Well, she wasn't as frizzy, but blonde like that, and, you know, just cute as Christmas.
Yeah.
Anyhow, we got anything else on the... With what that creepy... name Ted Cruz down there. Ted Cruz.
I should have got that when you said creepy. Okay.
He's like the poster boy for creepy, man.
Uh-huh.
I'm so glad I bought a Beto t-shirt when last. I know it didn't do any good. It was only $20, man, but I'm like so proud of that $20 now, you know, like I think I'm gonna wear my Beto shirt tomorrow. Because that guy's fucking... Yuck. Yikes. Did you come from behind that rock or under it? You know what I mean?
Wonder how the missus liked him obeying Bobo's every wish after he trashed her.
Yeah. Yeah. Said his dad killed Kennedy, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
It did not. It did. Just ask the Warren Commission. I'll tell you. Lee Harvey Oswald. Nobody else. Lee Harvey Oswald. Did it on his own. It was on his own idea. He just came up with it. Might have been some Ruskies, but Lee Harvey, Oswald. It was important for everybody to know. This is bullshit. Look at this one. Couples who meet through dating apps are more likely to stay together, study find.
I'm not buying that.
Yeah, my highly successful second marriage was a dating app fiasco. Oy. Wrong number. Well, that was when they had dial-up, you know, so that I got a wrong number. Hey,
what was the source of that claim? eHarmony or one of those companies?
Oh.
Blowing her own fucking horn?
Man, I was getting a lot of action on that site, boy. That was in the NAS days, man. It was called...
Oh, shit.
Unity.
There you go.
I can't remember the name of it. Digital Cities.
Yeah.
Digital Cities was the name of it.
Visual Cities.
And it was free. It was on AOL. And it eventually, I believe it eventually evolved into eHarmony. But when I was on it, it was free. It was a smorgasbord of lonely middle-aged women. Good times.
I told you the one I was on, right? I told you that a while back. I guess you probably don't remember. Alternate Lifestyle.
Which one was that?
Alternate Lifestyles on Thought.com. It was S&M.
Ooh.
Videotapes of S&M bondage and all that shit. It was really heavy duty stuff. Oh, I was on that for like 3 years.
I met one woman on there that she wanted to tie me up and spank me. And I'm like, I don't think that's happening, man. I don't think that's happening.
Oily, 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 oh, oily, oh, oily, 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 oily,
my friends talk about me. They say
That was the yodel there. Yeah.
That's good yodel.
Charlie Archer is signing off.
Yep. It's supposed to be so. My R doesn't work. I say goodnight, C. It's supposed to be so.
Goodnight, C. Bye.
C. C.
That one makes me laugh. You know, the recycle bin is not the same thing as the transporter, man. Jeez. Come on, son.
Hey, Hulu just got Freaks and Geeks. Good TV show. I'm going to get into that right after the show. Freaks and Geeks.
That dang Hulu, they added like a zillion channels to the antenna.
Yeah.
Molson Canadian. And now it slowed everything down, man. It's like it's hard to turn the channels now.
Oh, okay.
Something. Hell, that don't change shit. You know we hate change. So anyways, thanks for coming, everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you don't want it all.
Apple.
Gumby loves his possums.
We'll call him H. I won't say his real name. I'll call him.
Okay.
He likes to go by H. He thinks it sounds like a spy, secret agent. Kind of does. Bosun Canadian.
What are
GTO is here. Thanks for calling in, GT.
GTO.
He lit out well before the yodel. Ted. Ted was in rare form tonight. I'm glad he finally settled down. That poor guy. I feel so bad for him, man. Old dog.
Well, it's going to be us soon, Commodore.
Yeah, that's it. That's it, Apple Cheeks.
Uh-huh.
You got it. Better dose. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Energize!
Nice, sexy voice. That
Madeline Kahn.
Oh, yeah.
Madeline Kahn. Couldn't decide which one I liked better, so I played them both. Started the show off with, who was that sucker?
Hot tub.
King Benny Nawahi.
Oh,
singing
I
in
missed
the bathtub.
That. Trying to get
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I don't think you were here. What? Yeah, you might not have been
that
here.
That was weird, man. That was weird. I picked up the phone 10 o'clock. I'm like, fuck.
King Benny Nawahi. Singing in the bathtub. Kind of a bathtub bubble theme, you know, for the show.
I liked it.
You have Johnny Cash there, flushed from the bathroom of your heart. Thank you, Ford Prefect, for that one. That was a beauty. Well, it's all good, man. Until somebody steals your Super Soakies. I ordered some fucking Clippers, man, from Walmart. Because I had to buy something else. I didn't want to go down there, you know, because I'm like, if I'm going to get COVID, I'm going to get it at fucking Walmart, you know? So I figured if I order $50 worth or $40 worth of shit, they ship it for free, so fuck it.
Oh, okay.
So I needed like 15 extra bucks, so I bought like a $25 pair of head trimmers there, shears. So, we'll see what happens, man. I'm going for it. Fuck it. You know, trim that.
Yeah, good. It's the way to do it.
Cut it off. You do yours, right? Do yours yourself.
Not really. Oh, yeah.
Well,
now I shave it. Now I shave it completely off.
Oh, you just
and
go
you
for
really
the whole Magoo.
Yeah.
Which
is a pain in the ass because you got to keep up with it. You got to do it every fucking day, at least every other day.
Yeah, I want to get like so every, you know, I break it out every couple of weeks and touch it up and I'll be cool.
There you go.
I think I'm onto something here, man. All right.
Uh-huh. No more barbers.
Fuck the bar. I mean, for the price of 3 visits to the barber, I'm in there, right? So.
Uh-huh.
Okay, man.
Cheyenne, where will you be? Lonely man, Cheyenne, will your heart stay free and light? Cheyenne.
He's more of a vagabond than me. I'll be here Friday. Pretty predictable. With that said,
this is the Dumont Television Network.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.